Welcome to your daily Reddit catch-all briefing. Here are today's trending discussions. Starting in our /explainlikeimfiv, users are breaking down everyday mysteries. First up, a curious user asked why we cannot use soap for hair and shampoo for the body, and what makes two-in-one products or multi-purpose body washes work. Community experts explain that skin and hair have different pH levels, meaning your skin often benefits from slightly harsher cleansing agents, whereas hair requires a milder approach. Shampoo typically relies on detergents combined with acidic compounds to match the scalp's slightly acidic environment. Traditional soap, created through saponification, is basic and can easily disrupt scalp pH, leading to irritation, redness, and dry skin. As for body wash and shampoo, both utilize a combination of surfactants for cleaning and creating bubbles, alongside water, fragrances, colorants, and moisturizers. The actual difference comes down to the precise proportion of these ingredients. Meanwhile, another popular thread explored why suspension bridges use multiple strands of steel twisted together rather than one massive solid metal cable. Commenters pointed out that multi-stranded ropes offer significantly greater flexibility and better force distribution. If you bend a solid cylinder, the outside stretches while the inside compresses, weakening the material. Braiding allows individual fibers to alternate positions, neutralizing stress. Crucially, redundancy is a lifesaver. If a solid cable develops a 2-inch crack, it can snap catastrophically, bringing down the whole bridge. With hundreds of strands, a few might snap, but 99% of the cable remains completely intact. Logistically, transporting a mile-long, 2-foot-thick solid block of steel is practically impossible, making twisted strands the superior engineering choice in every way. Continuing in our /explainlikeimfiv, users discuss the differences between DO and MD doctors. Contributors clarified that for patients, there is virtually no difference. Both take identical medical board exams, complete the same residencies, and hold the exact same medical licenses. However, there are educational nuances. MD schools tend to be more competitive regarding GPA and MCED scores and are more frequently tied to major university hospitals. DO schools include extra coursework in osteopathic manipulative treatment. While some elements are evidence-based, many practitioners end up not utilizing those specific manipulation techniques in daily practice. It is also worth noting that outside of the United States, osteopathic medicine can carry entirely different meanings and standards. Another fascinating Eli 5 query tackled why houses develop such distinct, persistent smells while public buildings usually do not. The consensus points to a mix of cooking oils, air fresheners, pets, and human activities settling deeply into carpets, fabric furniture, and drywall. Public buildings avoid absorbent fabric materials, benefit from industrial cleaning crews, feature superior ventilation, and are exposed to higher levels of natural sunlight, which acts as a powerful deodorizer. Furthermore, human biology plays a role. Our brains naturally filter out familiar background scents, so we aren't constantly overwhelmed, making us much more sensitive to the unique odors of a new environment. Rounding out the subreddit, users debated why Brazilian and European Portuguese differ so dramatically compared to the relationship between American and British English. Linguistically speaking, the divergence runs deep. While vocabulary varies, the most striking difference is rhythm. Brazilians speak with a syllable-timed rhythm where each syllable takes roughly the same duration, whereas European Portuguese is stress-timed. Historically, early colonization in Brazil saw heavy influence from indigenous Tupi languages and Bantu-speaking slaves, permanently altering vowel sounds and syllable pacing. Over in our /answers, millennials reflected on what felt completely normal in the 2000s, but now feels like a luxury. Top answers highlighted the simple ability to hang out in public spaces or social venues without spending money, as well as older automobiles featuring straightforward physical knob controls rather than distracting digital touchscreens for basic climate adjustments. Another thought-provoking question asked why white people are not generally considered a global minority despite making up a relatively small share of the worldwide population. The top community insight explained that minority status is defined by regional and national demographics rather than global totals. Because China, India, and Pakistan alone account for roughly 40% of the global population, demographic definitions shift entirely depending on the specific country or region you are standing in. When discussing countries changing the world more than people realize, top upvotes went to Ukraine, due to its profound impact on the future of modern warfare and global geopolitical balance, alongside India, due to its massive population, burgeoning tech sector, and far-reaching diaspora. When asked about countries people refused to visit, safety concerns dominated the conversation. Many solo female travelers cited India due to safety worries, while others pointed to Afghanistan under the current government due to its extreme hostility toward women. Finally, users explored how some people remain remarkably calm, non-defensive, and free of anger issues. The prevailing wisdom from the community is that emotionally regulated people have learned to intentionally insert a pause between an external stimulus and their internal reaction, transforming how they navigate conflict and prioritize their mental peace.